ぞ。超自然人。
Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more. One more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord I see, and yes, I understand. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me. I am the Lord, and I change it not. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to my plan. I am God, trust me, I got the whole world in my hands.
Welcome to today's Deliverance Now with Apostle-elect B. Kennedy. Tonight's special guest panel will include Pastor Doris Marshall and Pastor Linda Flint. God bless you, and we want you to invite you to get your Bibles, your pen, and your paper, and come enjoy tonight's broadcast. Come praise and magnify God with us. You may email your questions or prayer requests at Redemption Ministries, TDN. That's Redemption Ministries, T is today, D is in deliverance, N is it now, at gmail.com. Now, Pastor Doris Marshall will take us into preparation prayer. After the prayer, the next voice you will hear is Apostle-elect B. Kennedy.
Who's supposed to do the prayer?
Pastor Marshall.
I don't see Pastor Marshall. This is she call on another number. Oh, there she. I got a 4-3-4 hit one.
That's her.
That's her? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, where she went? She. Four, three, four.
Yes. Even our enemies and our foes come up. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
She hears me. Close the door. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you for just being so good and so kind, Lord. You're better to us than we are to ourselves. We thank you that you reward of those that diligently seek you and those that are called according, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, to all that you do. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we honor you right now, all in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for this broadcast and what you're doing, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for receiving of your word. We thank you that you are a shelter and our high tower. God, you're a shield and a buckler, Lord Jesus. You are a secret place. And we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are our rock and our fortress, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah, for all that you're doing. God, we ask you to just bless your people in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, because we know that our Redeemer liveth, Lord. We hide ourselves in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. But we bind them and we render them harmless and ineffective against us, against our church, against our children, against our nation, all in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that we rest in you, Lord Jesus. Our Sabbath is in you. And my God, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for this broadcast, just asking you, Lord Jesus, just to bless it in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless all that are on here, Lord Jesus, all that have made it possible, all in the name of Jesus. And God, we love you and adore you, and thank you for just being so good. Thank you that you are Jehovah Nissi, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, you are our Lord and our banner. God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And my God, we're just asking you, Lord Jesus, just to heal your people. If there be anyone sick, even, you know, on the broadcast, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. God, we're just asking you to just bless them and help them in the name of Jesus. We send your word and heal your people, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you are our peace, our love, our joy, our kindness, our gentleness, our self-control. You are our everything, Lord, and we can't do anything without you. And we cast care on you, Lord, because you care for us. And it's not by might, not by power, but it's by your spirit. Oh, God, continue, Lord Jesus, to just have your way in our lives, Lord. And we glorify you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for this another opportunity to come to you in prayer. Lord Jesus, knowing that you are prayer-answering God. Oh, God, lead, guide, and direct us, Lord Jesus, and just have your way. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are Emmanuel. You're with us, Lord. You say you'd never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that you are consuming fire. And, my God, we glorify you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want for any good thing. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being willing and obedient that we'll eat the good of the land. And, God, we just thank you for your grace and mercy, all your tender love and care. Thank you for your unmerited favor that you've extended toward us, Lord Jesus. And we just glorify you, Lord, that we are children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And we can, oh, my gosh, we thank you that we are connected to the power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the power source. And, my God, we come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord Jesus, knowing that we will find help in the time of need. And my God, we need you right now. Lord Jesus, now we bind Satan. We renounce principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And my God, excuse me, everything will go well tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, everything. And my God, we praise you right now. And my God, hallelujah, we put everything in your hand, knowing, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, that you can do anything but fail. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing right now. You're great and greatly to be praised. Oh God, just bless us and keep us all, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and help us to say and do the things that will be pleasing. Oh God, hallelujah, doing your perfect will, even on this line, that everything be done according to your order, all in the name of Jesus, and we'll continue to glorify you and praise you. And my God, we count it done, because you said if we abide in you and abide in your word, we could ask you for anything and you would do it. We want you to know how much we love you, Father. We love you so much. Thank you so much, hallelujah, Jesus, that you gave your life as a ransom, that we would have a right to the tree of life. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for being called children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We exalt you, hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you. We magnify you. We lift you up. Oh, God, you're great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God for all that you do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are our righteousness. Hallelujah. Because we've been made right for you, Lord Jesus. We're made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were the Lamb slain even before the foundation of the world. Thank you so much that you gave your life as a ransom for us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that you're the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are Prince of Peace. And my God, you are the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that you are the Lord God Almighty. Oh, God, you are the Lord mighty in battle. We need not fight in this battle, for the battle is not ours. The battle is the Lord's. And my God, we just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your holy written word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, Lord Jesus. And my God, we just want to thank you, oh God, that we know that your word is right all by itself, and we just stand back and know that you are God, and besides you there is none other. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. We love you and adore you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. And it is a pleasure, it is an honor to be in your midst one more time, another Saturday night that God has blessed us, carried us all the way through, and we are happy. We are excited about the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor French, God bless you. We are experiencing some technical difficulties. Pastor Marshall, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen, amen. Truly, God is a good God. Amen.
Oh, yes,
Pastor French, are you there? Amen. Well, bless God. We're going to go on in our service. Truly, we praise God for just being good, for just being wonderful, for him just being mighty. Amen. We were talking on last week about how important it is to be obedient and to follow the leading of the Lord. Amen. Pastor Marsha, that was real good, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, it was. I tell you, I enjoyed it immensely. I got a lot out of it. You know, I wanted to, is it all right to go on and start?
Yes, go ahead, darling.
Okay. I wanted to discuss obedience as it applies to faithfulness in our service to the Lord. You know, we as Christians are disciples of Christ. We are his disciples. We need to understand the things that are necessary to equip us to be effective. And we got to remember that we have to deny ourselves and put the Lord's will over and above our will. See, it's not about us, but it's all about Jesus. The Bible has told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. And so we have got to live our lives each day for Jesus and bring honor and glory to him. I was thinking about the different things that happened last week, which I thought it was just wonderful, and I really felt sorry for those that did not believe in Jesus Christ. And I was thinking about it, and I said, well, you know, we need to do more, you know, as far as witnessing and doing the things of God so that we can get more people saved, more people into the body of Christ. There are so many people that, you know, don't talk enough at the right time. And I find sometimes that I don't talk enough at the right time, but we got to know what we have to do and get in the field and do it, because we are in the business of getting people saved. After we get saved, we ought to just, it's got to be an urgency in our heart to get out there and get other people saved. Tell them about the goodness of the Lord. See, we have a testimony then.
We have great testimonies.
Hallelujah, because it's a wonderful thing to be saved and then being able to express ourselves to our congregation, to others, and let them know how wonderful and how loving God is, that they will want to come in out of darkness into this marvelous light. I tell you, it's a beautiful life to live a saved life. See, the Bible said the way of the transgressor is hard.
Yes,
but,
it is.
You
that's
know, the
sure,
way
that's
that the
smart.
Lord has given us to live, it's easy. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just got to remember that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We got to be examples for Christ in our speech, in our attitudes, in our deeds, in everything that we do. We got to put on Christ and let others see Christ in us and get these people out of darkness.
I know it's right. You preaching tonight. You teaching tonight, Pastor Marshall. My God, that is so powerful, because we do have a job to do, and we must do it, you know, and it's an urgency on the leaders, you know, because we have to take God out the box. I can remember being a child when the alcoholic or the prostitute would stumble into the church. They didn't leave the same way they came.
My God. I know what you're talking about.
They may have come in staggering.
Exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it happen.
Oh, yeah, on one thing. But when they leave, bless God, they will be brand new. They will be new. You know, and I want to see that again. Pastor Marshall, what do you think happened?
I tell you, you know what? The Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, got a hold of them. And I tell you, your life is never the same. Now, when you said that, you reminded me of the pastor, of the bishop that I used to be under. And just like he was telling us about that, his wife would come to church, and he just wasn't into church at all at one point. He didn't want his wife to come either. And so he just decided after a while and different things went on, he just decided, well, okay, now, I'm going to church and see what is going on there. And he said he went to church drunk. And he said he'd sit out there in the congregation, knew anything. He was near the front. He went up to the front, and the Lord began to touch him. And he just, he just felt that quickening spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God. So he didn't come out like he went in. When he came out, I tell you what, he was sober and he was saved. He was never the same again. And he went on, hallelujah, glory to God, from a lay member, went on to bishop.
Come on, I tell you,
he was really dedicated to the Lord, really dedicated.
When God does a good work in you and he gives you a good washing, you don't want to go back.
That's right. You never want to go back.
Talking to someone today about the backslider, I told him, I said, you know, for me, it's hard. I just can't see it because I've tasted and seen, and I know that the Lord is good. So it's not that temptation don't come. It's the fact of the matter, knowing how good God is, because he'll bring you out. Just like you were talking about this gentleman, I've seen it many times where they come in, but they don't leave the same way. and God have a call and an anointing for them. And they go on to do great things in ministry. You know, and you're always going to have the naysayers that's going to sit back and say, well, you know, I don't know. They used to do this and they used to do that. But God is empowering his people, those that are willing to be faithful. All that, even though when that young man got saved, Pastor Marshall, I know he had to be a faithful young man. That's the only way he could become bishop.
Oh, yes. He was
faithful. He had to be an obedient young man.
Yeah, because he said, you know, after he got saved and everything, the doors of the church, you know, whenever they opened, he was right there. He was faithful and obedient. He knew what it took in order for God to use him. He wanted to be used by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's all about the blood of Jesus.
You know, I was reading Pastor Marshall over in Acts, the 13th chapter.
Uh-huh.
I was reading how in the church there, Barnabas and Saul was there with others. And, you know, even though Saul had done had a great experience, Barnabas had done had a great experience, there yet became a time of teaching and a time of sending out. And I find here in the 13th chapter, while they were worshiping, verse 2 says, and while worshiping the Lord and fasting, because some people don't believe in fasting, they said those days are sober. You know, as my saying is, some of them you can pray them out. Some of them you can preach them out. But some of them you got to starve them out. You got to
All right. I like that. Oh, yes. I love the power of fasting and praying.
That's it.
Yeah. And reading your word. My God.
And it'll bring such conviction to they'll come and they'll surrender.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them things, they have such a deep root. You got to starve it out. As I often say, you have to get that weed killer. And ain't nothing like fasting and praying on a thing.
That's right. That's right. Fasting
and the scripture also says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Now, that is important to me. Because so many times the word of God came and said, set them aside. In other words, they had to be taught and trained by the ones, I believe, that were a little bit, had to be shown some different things than what everybody else had to be shown. Why? Because it was time for them to do the work of the Father.
Amen. Hallelujah.
In the fasting.
That's right. We must be prepared.
Now, notice, ma'am?
Yeah.
Notice it wasn't one, it was two of them.
Right.
It said, so after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Now, if you read above, the apostles, the prophets were there. And after the fasting and praying was going on, then they laid hands on them and sent them off. Many times, you know, what causes people to fail is not that they don't have a gift. It's because they didn't get properly released.
Amen to that. That's
when
right.
you don't be released properly, it limits your belief pattern.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Certainly it does.
It limits how you trust God. It limits how far you'll believe God. It's important to have the right release. It's important to have right relationship with God. You must be able to get to God and get to him in pureness. When I say that, in other words, you have to be open. You can't go to God trying to hide nothing because he already see everything.
That's right. He knows all.
He know it all. So, you know, the enemy sometimes would try to trick you and make you think that God didn't see that because you got away with it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you have right relationship with God, you know you ain't got away with nothing.
That's right. That's it. That's it. You're going to be convicted.
You are going to be convicted. And that's what it takes, a conviction. You know, just like when you started out, you were talking about the disobedience. Many times people are disobedient because they're not convicted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't feel that obligation. They don't feel like they have to. But in order for God to move for you, you have to do some things yourself.
Yeah.
You
I
have
agree with you.
You
right.
have to.
Yeah, you
Pastor French, are you there?
You brought this to mind. You have to be dedicated and want to do the will of God. It's been just like in the last past 2 weeks. I'll say in the last past 2 weeks, I've been given too much change back in the store. As a matter of fact, it was one. I think it was yesterday. I've been given too much money back.
Tell it, Pastor Marsha.
Uh huh.
I said tell it.
Did you say wait?
No, I said tell it.
Oh, okay.
Tell it.
Oh, and I've been given too much money back. You know, the tellers were giving me too much money. And I said, oh, no, uh-uh. I said, you've given me too. The first lady, I told her, I said, you've given me too much money back. I think it was about $15 over the amount that she should have given me, in change. And I said, you've given me too much money. So I gave it back to her. And then I believe it was yesterday. It was a teller. And she didn't charge me for an item, and she was getting ready to bag it up. I said, oh, no, I can't let this go. I said, you didn't charge me for this item right here. She said, oh, I'm so sorry, you know. But anyway, see, we got to be dedicated and want to please God so much that we will not allow Satan to come in any way. And, you know, sort of mess us up, you know, and get us on the, you know, on the wrong plane, you know?
I know that to be true because
it must be honest.
Oh, we got to be honest because I tell you, it's so easy to get off because the enemy will tempt you with something tiny. And if you begin with the tiny thing, you'll notice he'll begin to escalate.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And that's why you have to fast. We have to pray because he's out to kill, steal, and to destroy.
Yes, definitely.
I was reading a little further over here in John. I'm going to go down to verse 6. I'm reading out of the NIV version of the Bible, and it says, they traveled the whole land until they reached Paphos. They were met by a Jewish sorcerer and a false prophet named Barjamas, who was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elmas the sorcerer, that is what his name means, opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. We have to be careful who we get counsel from. Many times the enemy will try and turn you away from your leader, from your pastor that has your best interests at heart and cause you to be deceitful. This was going on in Bible days. How much more you think is going on now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so much the more. Oh, yeah.
The enemy working on turning the proconsul away from the faith. Don't want them to hear the men of God. Don't want the men of God to be in their presence. And many times, you know, that spirit will creep in. And it's called deceit. And it will cause you to be disobedient. It'll cause you not to be able to receive the word of God that you need to go to your next level.
That's right. Amen to that.
And then verse 9 says, then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, understand what he was filled with. He was filled with the Holy Spirit. Looked straight at Elmas and said, you are a child of the devil.
My
you
God.
Are full of all kind of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You're going to be blind for a time, and you will be unable to see the light of sun. Immediately, a mist and darkness came over him. What I want to say right there, God is taking us, and people better be careful about who they talk about, who they put their mouth on, because God is not going to let you keep on being disobedient and just saying whatever you want to say. Here was this man, he had a purpose, and his purpose was to turn the proconsul. But the Lord allowed Paul, keen discernment now, to call him out as to what he was. Nowadays, if we call people out as to what they are, it tears up the church.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. They don't want to hear that.
Get mad and go home and won't come back.
Yeah, you're right. They do that. Yeah.
And they'll find
some
that justifying spirit waiting on them outside the door.
Yeah. Right. What, did you finish with your scripture?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I was looking here at Romans 12:1-2, and it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Come on now.
Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can't be conformed to this world, but we got to just get continuously renew our mind on the word of God. That's the only way that we are going to conform and do the things of God. We don't study the word enough. We just got to the Bible says, study to make yourself approved. A workman need
God,
not be
my
ashamed.
My God, yes, that is what the word says, Pastor Marshall. It tells us to study to show ourselves approved. What a powerful word. I am so enthused and so happy tonight that you are with me. I trust that the people are being fed. Amen, because I know I'm getting a lot out of it. The more we talk about the scripture, the more comes.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
I thank God
it.
For it, because Romans is one that stays with me. Present your body as a living sacrifice. You know, holy and accepted, this is the best you can do. At least you can do that. You know, and I want to stay before the Lord and be acceptable in his sight. I don't want to hear him say, depart from me. I know you not.
That's right.
Right here, Pastor
certainly
Marshall,
not.
We're going to take a few minutes break, and we're going to bring our psalmist, Sister Jimmy McGee. Is going to bring a song for us tonight. Can we say amen?
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. I'll praise your name, your holy name. I'll praise your name, your holy name. I'll praise your name, not just today, but always, now. Lord, I'll praise your name, I'll praise your name, your holy name, I'll praise your name, your holy name, I'll praise your name, not just today, but forever and always. praise your name. Cause when the praise go up, God's blessings come down. When your praise go up, the blessings of God will come down. So let your praise go up, so his blessings will come down. And tell the Lord, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell the Lord, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not just today, but always. Not just today, but forever and always. Now and forever. Lord, I'll praise your name. I'm gonna praise your name. I love to praise your name.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask her to prepare herself and give us a second selection right here. Let us be blessed in song.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many know how great God is? When we look at the different situations, the trials, the tribulations that we go through, sometimes you look at it and you think that it's great, but understand that you serve a greater God that's greater than anything that you could ever go through, anything that could ever come your way, because he is truly a great, great God. Great Jesus, Jesus, greater than I've ever hoped or dreamed you'd be. You've been to me great. Jesus, great. Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Oh, thank you for being great and for doing great things. You're great, Jesus, great. Jesus, greater than I've ever hoped or dreamed you'd be. You've been to me great. Jesus, great. Jesus, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Oh, Lord, thank you for being great and for doing great things. Lord, thank you for being great and for doing great things, cause you are great, Jesus. You're great, Jesus. You're greater than I've ever hoped or dreamed you'd be. You've been to me great, Jesus. Great Jesus, I thank you for being great and for doing many great things. Oh, Lord, I thank you for being great and for doing great things. Amen, amen, amen. Can we say bless the Lord? Those two
bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen.
Pastor Marsha, I was looking here in the 12th chapter of Romans, and I was reading down around the 6th verse, and it says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportions of his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it's leadership, then let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, then let him do for it cheerfully. You know, that means so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That builds relationship. When you learn where you are in God, when you find your place, the word of God is letting you know here, do it diligently. Be all the way into that. Give it 100%. Then it goes on to say, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted one to another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual favor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Now, that's one right there that a lot of people, they trip over.
Uh-huh.
I might can handle the rest. I might can work on the rest. But, Jesus, did you really mean that? That's a hard thing, to bless those that persecute you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. People don't want to do that. I mean, they just want to hold it against them. But I tell you, it does one more harm that does that, holding something against someone. If you hold something against them, it does you more harm than it does the other person. See, the other person going on about their business, you know.
All right.
But
you
then you are
now
the one that's, to, you know, it harms you when you hold something against somebody else. It really does. Yeah, it does something to you. You be walking around with all kinds of diseases and illnesses happening to you just for holding grudges and holding things against people.
My,
you're
so right. Teach, Pastor.
You know, you and I are just on the same pattern, because I was looking at John 13:34-35.
I just come
and
out of John 13,
new commandment that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. We got to show more love, because he said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. See, a disciple has a genuine love for the people of God, regardless of their age, their race, their color, their denomination. We are to love the brethren, those that have been saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. See, this love needs to be manifest in itself in a sweet spirit. We got to have a sweet, sweet spirit. I mean, how are we going to, even if we have to go out and lead others to Christ, how are we going to lead them without having a sweet spirit? We just got to just show love. We just got to have love. We got to show love by our actions and in everything that we do.
You're so right.
Love one another.
It's going to take love, and you are so right. You're teaching us tonight, Pastor Marshall. My God, woman, there's an anointing upon you, and I thank God for it, because we must love. In order to do right, we have to love. And when you really love God, that becomes your desire to live right. You don't walk around expecting to do wrong or misstep.
Right.
Why? Because you really love the Lord. And the enemy's going to come. But, you know, we got to love one another, just like the Bible said. When we learn how to love each other, it makes such a big difference in our life. Because we're not just living for ourselves. We want to help somebody else.
That's right. Exactly.
It takes the selfishness out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to see somebody fall. We don't want to see somebody go, bless God, to hell. Amen. But, you know, I thank and praise God, you know, because it means much for people to be faithful to their leaders, because it takes love. You have to love your leader.
You
have
to
respect your leader.
Yeah, that's right.
And as your leader loves back. You know, many times people they've said to me, "Well, I don't feel love." I said, "Well, baby, are you giving love?
Mm-hmm.
Are you showing
mm-hmm.
love?"
Right.
Here at Redemption, every so often we will have Love Week, and I tell
uh-huh.
them amongst each other,
yeah.
Do something nice for somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to take
right.
them to
That's
dinner.
Good.
Maybe you're going to donate, give them $10 or $20 for gas. I said, whatever it is, do it for somebody right amongst you. I said, because
mm-hmm.
as we go out, then you know how to treat people.
That's right. That's right. That's
I
good
said,
teaching.
It starts at home and spreads abroad. Some people
yeah.
said, well, why can't we just do it out there? I said, because you won't approach them right.
Right.
I said, we got
exactly.
enough different spirits right here. So let's practice
uh-huh.
amongst our own.
yeah. Right. Practice amongst your own.
You
That's
know?
It.
And then,
uh-huh.
Then there are those of us, we've been out. And we've been
yeah.
giving and we've been doing. Amen. And now I think everybody is ready. You know, because
yeah.
you got to love people in order to win them over for Christ. They got
uh-huh.
to see that you love them and that you're not judgmental.
Yeah, that's right. And see, the Lord has given us his Holy Spirit that we can love the brethren, that we can love others. We, as you know, when we receive the Holy Spirit, then he has given us the ability. We have the fruit of the Spirit. Well, I mean, he's given us, like I say, everything that we need. Of course, it must be developed. And unless we develop those things, what? It'll never happen. He's given us love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness. Yeah, he's given us all these things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got to get these things developed and use them more and more and more. And this glorifies him in us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it does, Pastor Marshall. It does glorify him in us. And, you know, I just want to be a witness, and I just want to do what the Lord would have me to do. You know, I thank God for our broadcast. Amen, because truly God is having his own way.
Oh, yes, he is. I praise God for it, too.
Amen.
Well, I'm just enjoying myself.
This has been a wonderful session, wonderful
oh, yeah.
session. And I thank and I praise God for it because, you know, it means so much. And I thank God for Pastor Hill opening the doorway so that we can be on for an hour. I praise God for that, you know, because
That's
this
right.
is a ministry. This is a work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
we have to continue to pray for one another. I would like to ask for prayer for the Pratt family. They lost their father this morning, a man, man that taught his children that Jesus is the way. Amen.
All right.
Has now gone on. So I'm requesting prayer for them there in Detroit. I know that God is able. I know that God will lift up the hung down head, you know, because
yes.
God is a good God.
Yes,
even in death,
yes,
you can
yes.
find peace and find just a smile, even in
yes.
death.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God.
Pastor Marshall, you have something else you'd like to share with the people?
I guess that's just about it. but anyway, I do want to say that we've just got to be good soldiers for Christ. I mean, he's brought us out of sin, saved us, hallelujah, put his spirit on the inside of us. And therefore, we got to do the work that he has called us to do. And I mean, do it willingly. And I mean, I don't mind doing what the Lord has called me to do. And I just thank God for this broadcast that we could just talk to the people and tell them about the goodness of God and the requirements they require. Just remind them, because some people already know. But like I say, we all need to be reminded. Sometimes we need, you know, a boost. We need somebody to get behind us and push us a little bit so that we would just go on and do the work of the Lord.
Amen. So true. Because many times, you know, the word can come forth, but it'll fall on a deaf ear. And then you can hear that word someplace else, and it will become alive. And it makes a difference, because we know that there are people under the sound of our voice that may be in different spiritual states, but we know and we believe that God can and he will rescue all. If you just submit yourself to him and cry out, ask God for forgiveness, and leave that thing alone, quit trying to fix it yourself, let God work it out, and he will.
Uh-huh. Sure he will. I tell you, he will. He is a prayer-answering God. I tell you, you can depend on him for anything. But the thing of it is, I said, a lot of us, you know, don't have the patience to wait on him. And that's another fruit of the Spirit that we have to really work on and develop, that we can wait on the Lord, pray and fast and wait on him, because he always comes with an answer, because the Bible says he always causes us to triumph. That means we always come out on top, because, you know, he reigns on us. Hallelujah. He loves us so much that he is going to answer that prayer. He said, pray and believe that it's done and it will be done. So we got to call those things that are not as though they were and say that it's already done. Hallelujah. Keep saying it and keep thanking him for it until it comes into fruition. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
My God, my God. My God, that was so powerful. Amen. Oh, we do.
God.
We have got to do just that. You know, because if we give it to God, he'll do it. But we got to be patient.
Yeah.
When God
speaks
a word, the children of Israel cried out for 400 years before God
Lord
sent
have mercy.
You know, that's a long time.
It's a long time. A long time.
But when God sent deliverance, they got deliverance, they got wealth and everything else, and they still mumbled and grumbled.
Yeah, you're right.
He
they
carried them
we did.
To the other side. He fed them.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he's given us the examples throughout the Bible. All we got to do is read our word, as you said earlier, if we study the word, we can really see our own selves and understand where we need to pick up and how we need to fall in line to be that soldier that God wants us to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Because truly, I thank God just for being real. I thank him for his word. I thank him for this time of sharing God's word. I thank God for you being there in Nathalie, Virginia. Amen. That is so wonderful. Amen. I just thank God for you. And I want you to know that we appreciate all that you do and the time that you take on Saturday nights to be with us on the panel. We thank God for you. And we're going to ask that you all that know prayer, pray for Pastor French. Amen. Just be praying for her. Pray that God's will be done. And it will, because I have faith, and I know that you have faith. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I can't say it enough. But at this time, I'm going to ask my husband, Minister Kennedy, to come and give us our closing prayer tonight. Amen. And until next week, amen, same time, 9 p.m., amen. Today's deliverance will be back with you, and we praise God for you. Minister Kennedy, give us our closing prayer.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I really enjoyed this this broadcast today. I mean, Pastor Marshall, Pastor-elect Kennedy, it was so much I enjoyed for tonight. I mean, just wanted to touch back on some of the opening prayer. And Pastor Marshall, when you talk about obedience and then just having the desire to, you know, go out and save. And when you talk about, like, going out and being bold and being speaking the word of God, you know, that had touched me. It touched me real good because, you know, I don't go out enough and just be spreading the word. And you know, that will encourage me to go out and spread the word of God. And you, Pastor Kennedy, when you talk about getting the right relationship with God, how powerful that was. How powerful.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Yes. And we also want to give praise to God for this time. And we also want to like to thank you, Pastor Hill, for your radio station. And we want to thank you, all those who know the word of prayer for Pastor French. We want to keep her in our prayers. And we want to give thanks to you again, Pastor-elect Becky Kennedy, for allowing God to use you.
Amen.
Share your word in every, you know, in everything that you have taught us tonight.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
And let's continue to practice the word of God and speaking in love and with patience and kindness in every sentence, you know, that we spread today. So as we depart from this time, I pray that God do not depart from us. And everyone that is listening, until we tune in again, may God bless each and every one of us. Amen.
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 Amen and good night.
Good night.
Day. unique individual. I am just a servant that's working to be your mirror who reflects season through every blessing and miracle. Every step that is critical and hard if I'm living through. I ain't supposed to be perfect, I'm called to a purpose. I'm supposed to point the world to the risen savior. At the same time that I direct traffic, be your advocate and show love to my neighbor. But I still have my moments. I know this, that I am not focused on living how I'm supposed to be. God didn't work out on the clock, never quit in time, so he's not finished with the job that he called me. I am just an object in his project, and his process is something we gotta process. So my progress is ordered by the Most High. You'll be patient if you're putting in overtime. My God is still working.